From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. The Missouri Senate has advanced a bill changing the way utility rates are regulated after an overnight filibuster. Senators gave the measure initial approval in a voice vote yesterday. It needs another vote to move to the House. The legislation would reward utilities making improvements to their infrastructure with more consistent rate increases on their customers, but they would face a 2.85% limit on annual rate hikes. Opponents argue it will result in ever-increasing rates for customers, but backers said it will ensure price predictability instead of allowing periodic surges in rates. A small group of senators spoke for more than 20 hours in a filibuster against the bill. The measure finally advanced after negotiations that led to limits on some of the benefits for companies. Governor Eric Greitens defended his tax plan at a news conference yesterday afternoon, stating that the tax cuts would lead to more money for residents and would not decrease the amount of funding the government receives. Greitens was responding to comments from the state auditor's office that stated any more tax cuts would ultimately harm Missouri's economy. During her own news conference yesterday morning, state auditor Nicole Galloway released a report that stated the government is increasingly relying on funding provided by residents.
Today, taxes paid by working Missourians account for nearly 70% of general revenue. More and more, the burden of funding government is on the backs of working Missourians.
In addition to defending his tax plan, Greitens also expressed support for open records laws reform, an issue recently highlighted after it was revealed his staff used a messaging app that deleted communication. Governor Eric Greitens is not backing the idea of pairing income tax cuts with fuel tax hikes. Both Republicans and Democrats have gotten behind raising fuel taxes for the state's roads and bridges. In fact, some Republicans have included fuel tax hikes in their tax cut plans. During a press conference in Jefferson City yesterday, Greitens said he wouldn't be pushing for that idea this year.
As you saw in our tax plan, we are not planning to raise the gas tax. We're not planning to raise the diesel tax in our plan. I think that what needs to be done this year is to engage in our plan or some version of it, which will help to cut taxes for 97% of Missourians.
Missouri voters would likely have to approve significant fuel tax hikes. Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill that would increase penalties for protesters who block highways. The proposed legislation would make it a Class A misdemeanor if a person obstructs an interstate highway or the pathway to or from an emergency medical services provider. The punishment would be a fine of up to $5,000 or imprisonment for up to 30 days. Opponents of the bill question its impact on First Amendment rights. Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway says Missouri is not financially prepared to deal with another economic downturn. Galloway told reporters yesterday that there might not be enough money in reserves if unemployment dips again to 2009 levels. She also warns that Missouri is moving toward the path of Kansas, which faced financial issues after recent tax cuts. Galloway's comments came the same day that Republican Governor Eric Greitens was touting his plan to cut taxes further. But Greitens says his plan is revenue neutral and pledged that Missouri won't end up like Kansas. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.